Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama sees new day for Myanmar, but more reforms needed. Coalition airstrikes to intensify against Islamic State. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Obama says he is confident of a new day in Myanmar, but there is still work to be done as that country transitions to a democracy. President Obama spoke Thursday during a meeting with legislative leaders in the capital, Naypyidaw. President Obama says his talks also focused on pushing the government to do more to protect human rights. After his talks with the legislative leaders, Mr. Obama held private discussions with Myanmar President Thein Sein. Longtime democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi attended Thursday's meeting of legislative leaders but did not raise any issues. She is expected to have a one-on-one meeting with President Obama today. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the U.S.-led airstrikes against Islamic State militants will intensify in the future as Iraqi ground forces work to become more effective. Secretary Hagel told a U.S. Congressional committee Thursday, "The United States and coalition forces are making progress in the fight against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, but that the American people must prepare for a long struggle." General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, also testified Thursday and said it is possible that sometime in the future, U.S. officials will consider assigning a modest number of American troops to fight with Iraqi forces in the northern city of Mosul and elsewhere. In a new recording, a man purported to be Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is calling for volcanoes of jihad against more Arab states and says the United States will eventually be drawn into a deadly ground war against the group's fighters. This is VOA News. The 17-minute recording of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was released on social media networks Thursday by the Islamic State. Iraqi authorities said several days ago that Baghdadi had been wounded in a U.S. airstrike that hit a convoy of Islamic State leaders near Fallujah, although the U.S. military never made a similar claim. It was not known whether the recording was made before or after the air attack. The United States and the European Union are strengthening ties in an effort to crack down on foreign fighters returning from Syria, intent on carrying out terrorist attacks in their home countries. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
After 2 days of talks in Washington, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder announced stronger cooperation with European Union ministers aimed at identifying and stopping foreign fighters from carrying out acts of terrorism.
The Department of Justice has detailed federal prosecutors and senior law enforcement advisors to reside in key regions, including the Balkans, the Middle East, and North Africa, to work with countries seeking to increase their capacity to investigate and to prosecute foreign terrorist fighters.
A UN report estimates 15,000 fighters from around the world have left their home countries to join extremist groups operating in Syria and Iraq. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is ending the state of emergency she instituted because of the Ebola crisis. President Sirleaf says the fight against Ebola is not over and that some restrictions will remain in place. She says markets can reopen and a curfew will be pushed back to midnight in non-affected areas. Ms. Sirleaf says hotspots for the virus continue to appear in rural areas, but the worst may be over. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says this is not the right time for Israeli and Palestinian leaders to hold new face-to-face negotiations. Secretary Kerry held talks Thursday in Amman with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Jordanian King Abdullah, as well as a separate meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Tensions have grown in Jerusalem in the past several weeks over the Temple Mount, a holy site that Muslims call the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The site is revered by both Jews and Muslims and is administered by Jordan. A Ukrainian military spokesman says that a buildup of Russian military hardware continues in areas of eastern Ukraine controlled by pro-Moscow separatists. Andrei Lysenko says officials are constantly seeing Russian military equipment with what he called terrorist markings. Moscow denies sending troops into eastern Ukraine and accuses Kiev of raising tensions. And officials, the European Space Agency, say a small probe is definitely resting on the surface of a distant comet after a rough and uncertain landing. The agency also released a picture Thursday. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.